It was nearly a full house in Kishwaukee College's Conference Center for a hearing on the subject that has stirred a lot of passions for years. How will the Shabana area be affected by a 24-hour bingo parlor? Members of the Kansas-based Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation testified about the benefits of their proposal. Hattie Mitchell is the treasurer for the nation's council.
We can use the Shabana reservation to be an economic engine and job creator, not only for ourselves, but for the region as well.
The tribe says 400 jobs will be created, plus another 655 construction jobs, and the facility will spend $12 million a year locally on goods and services. Beth Hansen's family has farmed in Shabana for eight generations. She says she wants the best for her hometown, but is afraid the Class 2 gambling facility isn't going to help the community as much as some think.
I see busloads of people in my mind being taken to the casino, and without a car, they have no way to get back to Shabana to spend their money. So I don't think the benefits outweigh the negatives that come with a casino environment.
Kathy Gilroy spoke to one of those negatives. She's an activist with anti-gambling organizations.
10 Illinois casinos have not helped the financial condition of the state of Illinois. In fact, the casinos themselves are complaining that their revenues are declining because of a glut of video gambling machines in bars and restaurants.
Both the mayors of Shabana and nearby Waterman spoke in favor of the bingo hall. They also urged the Bureau of Indian Affairs to move quickly on approval. But not so fast. This is just the beginning of the environmental impact phase of the project. It's expected to take 1.5 to 2 years to complete. Meanwhile, the Bureau continues to take written public comment. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.